Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
Question of the day. Jess, you got a new email.
Yeah, it says, Bill and Jess, I need some advice. I'm really going through it. I've been married to my husband for 10 years. And throughout that time, there have been rumors and quiet concerns from others suggesting that he might be cheating. And he always denied it. And without any real evidence, I just chose to trust him. He's been a dependable provider and a devoted father, which made it easier to silence those doubts. But recently, everything shifted. He was caught red-handed with another woman at a cookout, and it was live on Facebook for everyone to see.
Oh, boy.
So the betrayal wasn't whispered anymore. It was public and undeniable. I'm hurt, I'm confused, and I'm heartbroken. Well, he's now trying to explain it all away. He just wants to, you know, explain it all away, but the damage is done. I feel lost. I don't know how to move forward or how to protect myself from being hurt again. How do you stop someone from cheating when trust has already been broken so deeply?
I mean, the problem is that this has been ongoing. I mean, the problem is he cheated, obviously, but the bigger
buildup,
like, they've been through this before, but she went ahead and took his word.
Well,
and
she
trusted
that
him.
It's always just been rumors.
Yeah, and she always like dismissed them and believed him. Mm-hmm. So how long has that been going on?
Yeah.
Because that's how long he's really been cheating, which makes it longer. It's not just like he got caught up in a situation at a cookout.
Yeah.
This has been going on.
Because she says that they've been married
not
for
that that's
10
years. Yeah, not that that's any better.
And throughout that time, there's always been rumors.
Yeah, it's all wrong. But how long have these rumors been going on? Because you've been looking like a fool that long.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
But without any evidence, she just was like, okay.
And she believed him.
Yeah, let me trust him. This is my husband. He's a good provider. You know, he's a great dad. So, nope, I'm going to just put that on the back burner. And she didn't follow her gut feeling.
Do I think that people can get past things like this? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, if I think that people, let me rephrase that. I think that when couples go through things, when couples go through, you know, like a situation, like a cheating situation or something like that, can couples work it out? Yeah, I think so. Depending, every situation is different. Yeah. Every situation is different. Depending, but I think the couples can work through it sometimes. This one, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
How long has this been going on? What else? And the live on Facebook, I mean, I don't know all the details. It could have been something where somebody else is live and he got seen in the background. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got caught up.
Maybe he lied about where he was.
She said, you know, now it was public and undeniable.
Yeah.
I guess before, if she ever questioned him and he would say no, and she never had that proof. But now she has the proof.
302-858-5117.
I'm hurt, confused, heartbroken, and now he's trying to explain it, you know, all away, but the damage is done, she says.
Girl writes in, been married to her husband for 10 years. There's been rumors. And it says throughout that time, what, like the whole time you guys have been together? There's been rumors out there, quiet concern suggesting that the husband might be cheating. He always denied it. She's like, you know what? I don't have any evidence. I believe you.
Yeah. I'm going to trust you.
Then he's at a cookout. All of a sudden, oops, somebody goes live.
Mm-hmm.
Now everybody sees him in the background. I'm just, you know, guessing that's what happened. But now,
And there's enough evidence there that she knows he's cheating.
Can they work this out, or is it too late? What should she do? God, 10 years. It's a decade. 302-858-5117. Let us know what you guys think. It's the Bill and Jessica Show question of the day.